to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're doing well today. Do you remember Sally from Charlie Brown Christmas and her letter to Santa Claus? Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How's your wife? I've been extra good this year. I have a long list of presents. Please note the size and colour of every item and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, just make it easy on yourself and send money. How about tens and twenties? Tens and twenties, says Charlie Brown, who heard. Oh, look, he said, all I have, all I want is what I've got coming to me. All I want is my fair share. Well, when you think about that little story, it's fair enough. All we want is what we have coming to us. We want our fair share. And yet, Jesus actually, when he spoke to a man who had the question, when he wanted to touch Jesus and spoke to him about this, Jesus gave the story about a rich man who produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? This is in Luke 12. I've got no place to store my crops. Well, this is what I'll do. I'll just tear down my barns and build the bigger ones, and then I'll store all my grain and my goods, and I'll say to myself, well, look, you've got plenty of good things laid up for years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said to him, you're a fool, for this very night your life will be demanded from you. And then who will get what you've prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. And that is like the story of the rich young ruler, another story from the Gospels in Mark 10. He stepped out of a crowd, just like this other man, and said, Jesus, you're a good teacher, but what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, you know the commandments. Jesus said, don't murder or commit adultery, and don't steal or give false testimony. Don't defraud, honour your father and mother. Well, he said, hang on, I've done all this since I was a boy. And then Jesus said, but look, there's one thing. Go and sell everything that you've got, give it to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven. A remarkable statement, for Jesus then said how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God, because they didn't know what to say, how hard it is. In fact, Jesus said it's easier for a camel, this sounds absurd, a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Who can be saved? Well, it was the Apostle Paul, too, who said the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Really? People would say, I just saw another rerun of Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, and I don't see people that are unhappy and going into ruin. If I'd had that sort of cash, I wouldn't feel trapped at all. And I wouldn't give myself over to, quote, foolish and harmful desires. What are you coming at? I would be happier than I've ever been before. And that's, I guess, what many people would say. And yet riches are, or can be rather, a problem in the spiritual sense. It's more than a matter of, well, the more you have, the more you want. You know, that's as if riches were related to happiness. It's more like the more you have, the less you want. And that's what I want to say today. The more you have, the less you want. What I mean by that is you don't need God. You think, well, I've made it. Many people think that the poor are poor because, well, they just haven't worked hard enough. They got in the wrong crowd of people. They made bad choices. Is it a crime to be rich? No, it's not. It never has been. Living in Australia, of course, we are rich in so many ways. If you've ever visited a third world country, for example, you'll know what I mean. But being rich imposes upon us some social responsibilities and special responsibilities. We need to share. I mean, the Bible talks about money all the time. And William Barclay, the great theologian and writer, says that money in itself is neither good or bad. It's simply dangerous in that the love of it, the love of money, may become bad. With money, a person can do much good. With money, he can also do much evil. With money, a person can selfishly serve his own desires. And with money, he can answer the cry of his neighbour's need. And so God says to us, be careful. Don't want money just for the sake of it. Lord, there's so much to think about here. Help us to be wise in the use of our money, and especially to help others. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.